We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.
This is episode 3, How to Deliver Dynamite Presentations to Attorneys. My name is Pat Iyer. You want to get clients. You know that to do so, you have to increase your legal nurse consultant visibility. How do you do that? One of the best ways to attract attorneys to your practice is by teaching attorneys. This is something LNCs with all levels of experience can do. It's typically easier to present to attorneys if you have a depth of clinical knowledge and an understanding of what attorneys need. I have presented to attorneys at local and state bar association meetings, state trial attorney conferences, national trial attorney conferences, and in webinars. It's fun and challenging. What is your goal when you are teaching attorneys? First, the cardinal rule is that your goal is to demonstrate your expertise by presenting interesting and helpful information. You are a guest within the attorney world. If you use this opportunity to sell why the attorney should hire you, you're likely to be met with blank stares and never allowed back. Attorney groups who have invited non-attorney speakers who abuse the opportunity become wary of letting another such person take the podium. What should you be teaching attorneys about? Know who's going to be in your audience. Understand the type of cases the attorneys handle. I once saw a nurse present a topic as if she was teaching long-term care clinicians. The attorneys gave her weird stares. After I coached her about how to turn her topic around, she was much better at relating her material to teaching attorneys. You would present very different information to bar associations whose members come from diverse practices versus a specialty interest group within a state trial attorneys association. A subset of the members of the bar association handle cases involving medical records. Others will have no interest in the subject and only be there to get continuing legal education credits. Some will be turned off by graphic pictures. For example, when I was new to teaching attorneys, I taught a bar association group about common medical malpractice issues. I showed pictures of stage 3 and 4 pressure sores to a group who had just picked up their cups of coffee and cherry danishes. As I was teaching, I watched one attorney look at the picture of the stage 4 pressure sore, pick up her napkin, and carefully hide the Danish beneath it. If I were given a chance to teach the same group today, I would pick a topic of broader appeal, such as how to obtain medical records or how electronic medical records are affecting analysis of cases. Trial lawyers have a higher level of understanding of some of the medical issues and more exposure to gruesome pictures. They love stories of cases, inside information about the healthcare system works, and cutting-edge tips. Since they're used to being lectured at, think about ways you can make your presentation interactive when you're teaching attorneys. For example, I presented to a group of plaintiff attorneys with an interest in nursing home cases. Wanting to make it interactive, I adopted a simple aging simulation originally presented to nurses. I made it the focus of a teaching activity. This simulation involved depriving them of one of their senses, Then I had them do activities while handicapped. They breathed through straws, wore earplugs, fed each other while blindfolded, put on diapers, looked at the world through thick glasses, put on tight knee immobilizers, and so on. In our post-simulation briefing, we discussed what they had experienced and how it would affect the way they relate to disabled or elderly people. I watched the ahas surface. Select your topic well, know your audience, build on your expertise, and watch the prospects ask for your help. Here are a dozen ways of making a professional presentation to attorneys. I had the opportunity to present a session on medical records as part of a New Jersey Institute for Continuing Legal Education program. As a professional speaker and member of the National Speakers Association, I have learned several techniques which I incorporated. Use these tips the next time that you make a presentation to attorneys. The tips will help you polish your program. First, be clear on who will be in the audience. I knew our audience could have included an assortment of defense attorneys, plaintiff attorneys, and judges. Knowing your audience is crucial. The wrong message to the wrong group causes confusion and frustration. Two, be clear on the expected content. I consulted with one of the attorneys who was moderating the panel of experts to get his idea on what I should cover. Three, be clear on the expectations of when to turn your material in. The people who have to assemble the materials often have tight deadlines for producing the course book. Don't overlook the opportunity to include materials that demonstrate your expertise. I handed in my slides as well as several pieces of medical records, and I included my contact information. Only two of the five experts on the panel submitted materials. The others missed a valuable marketing opportunity. Four, incorporate best practices for designing PowerPoint slides. Use colorful slides, lots of pictures, and a minimum of words. Search the internet for free PowerPoint templates for a fuller range of choices. Five, when you start your presentation, don't tell a joke or thank the moderator for including you. Both approaches tend to turn off your audience and mark you as an amateur. Six, include an appropriate story as close to the beginning of the talk as possible. People are conditioned to listen to stories and often learn your points much better through stories. Listen to Stephanie Scotti's program, Episode 2, Powerful Professional Presentations. She offers a simple formula called story point application. Seven, if other speakers have come before you, draw on the points they made and weave them into your presentation, if possible. Eight, include opportunities to allow the audience to interact with each other and with you. For example, I asked the attorneys to pick a partner and discuss their biggest challenge with medical records. Then I asked them to give me feedback about what they had discussed. This exercise immediately changed the energy in the room. Nine, be mindful of your body language. Repeat and rephrase questions so everyone can hear what was asked. Keep your face near the microphone for the best sound, but avoid placing your lips within an inch of it. This could lead to a popping sound. Don't twist around and look at the slides on the screen. Keep your laptop in front of you so you can maintain eye contact with your audience. 10. Make sure your computer is plugged into power. In the middle of my presentation, the computer started beeping and displaying a low battery message. I became briefly flustered and relieved when the moderator solved the problem. 11. Don't end your presentation with the question, "Does anyone have any questions?" Instead, say, "Before I make my final point, does anyone have questions?" Then, after you've answered the questions, make your final point and end with a strong summary of what you've said. 12. Be easy to work with. Be appreciative of the chance to present. Thank the moderators and the program coordinator. As I mentioned earlier, don't use the podium to blatantly market your services. If you have the experience and knowledge your audience needs and demonstrate it through your stories and presentation, they will recognize how you can help them. Incorporate these presentation tips to build and present a strong program to attorneys.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.